Hello and welcome to Three Wide No Cover. Very happy to be here. Got Julian Vance, got Simon Marshall in the house. We're absolutely fizzed because I'll tell you what, boys, we're going back to one of my favourite tracks for the weekend. This is where I grew up going. I know it's not the greatest of racing, but I'm very excited. I won't be there on course, but I'll be watching on television, Julian. Of course, I'm talking about Caulfield, the metropolitan of tracks. Absolutely love it. That's why I'm so excited. How are you, mate?
Frothed.
Yeah.
It's absolutely off charts here. Could be because you're a little bit, you're not out of ISO, but you've had the haircut. There's a bit happening in the life. There's a bit going. And yeah, we're at Caulfield and it should be good racing.
There's no doubt about that, Julesy. The sun's out too. And we're on a soft five right now. Looking forward to your track report. Conditions might dry out there. And the rail's out 9-2, which is always testing, but you know, when you're in form, you're in form. Looking forward to some jockey stats in particular for this card.
All right, very good. All right, we'll get straight into it. Julesy, the track report at Caulfield.
Yeah, we go out 9 metres. Now, soft five, as SD mentioned at the moment, but we're not going to have any rain. We haven't had any rain for sort of 3 or 4 days in Melbourne. So I think we'll start on a soft five. Look, it's not 20 degrees plus, but it is around that 13, 14 degrees. I think we might get an opportunity to be able to get an upgrade. If we do, I think it'll probably be later in the day. Worth noting, 30 to 35 kilometre northerly wind. Now, what does that mean? Well, it's in their faces in the 1,000 to 1,200 metre shoot. We speak about this a little bit. This is the only time when there's a northerly wind in these shoot races that it can be very disadvantageous for horses leading. So maybe even the jockeys are very aware of this and they sometimes try and ride for cover. So there could be some messy 1,000 to 1,200 metre races at Caulfield on Saturday. Outside of that, I think this track will race really evenly, just to the 1,400 metres, the circle races plus. Leaders sort of go around 12, 13%, which is a lot less than the 21% usual for the Australian average. So it does even ride out in terms of how this track. Midfield's okay. We know backmarkers is a low percentage play, but I reckon you'll be able to win from anywhere on Saturday.
Oh. There you go. The wind, SD?
Yes. No wind?
No wind. How's this? Just not even listening.
Just loves the wind.
Oh, tuned out.
I just wanted him to start yelling. It's fantastic. And how's the Kenzo track in Paris?
No.
What is it all synthetic track?
Yeah, it's the all-weather. It's the all-weather.
Hello to everyone in Paris. Big fans of the show.
They are indeed, SD, or good evening, we should say, over there at the moment. All right, now we've been looking at trainers. We've been looking at jockeys each week. We're going to have a look at a few more now. Actually, you've got a swag for us this week, Julesy. Who are we starting with?
Yeah, we've got a swag. We'll start with Jamie Carr. Now, we spoke about Jamie Carr last week because she's just going so well. 13 from her last 54. You break that down even further. 6 from her last 20 going at 33% for Jamie Carr. She won on the last race with Rocca Bascarana. We talk about her seat, her beautiful hands, how she can just get a horse to roll into a race for its own way. And SD, here are the horses. She's got some live chances.
Yeah, good chance. Island Joy in the first. Race 4, she had Liberate coming off that win last start around the $8.50. If Island Joy's at the $5 mark, big chance. And race 3, number 18, 2, Hidden Legend. If he gets a run, he's around that $6 mark and he's in rock hard form. So Jamie Carr's expected to have a good day.
The other one we're going to talk about is Benny Malum. He's a guy who's 5 from his last 25, going at 20%. Now, when we speak about these jockeys, don't expect them to ride the card or ride 4 or 5 winners. But what we're doing is we're trying to lead you into these horses that we think the pros, where the market's going to go and attract to these horses. These are the two jockeys for Saturday where I think the market will identify these horses. And the horses, these prices at the moment, I think they'll shorten up for a few factors. But these jockeys in particular will that. And here are the horses that Benny Mellon's riding.
Yeah, so race 2, number 3, Broadway and 4th. Back in grade here really suits this horse. So $6 will be a great chance there. Race 4, number 9, Grinzinger Ali's around that $10 mark for Benny Malum. And also Tavisan later in the day. Good speed, inside draw. Race 6, number 4, around that $6 mark. One of his better rides on the card.
All right, now, Julesy, trainers, you've got a heap of trainers here.
Yeah, there's some trainers that are going really well and they're usually not on the map. So we're just going to go through them really quickly. They don't have a lot of horses on Saturday, but over the next couple of weeks, follow these trainers. Nigel Blackiston, absolutely airborne. 6 from his last 15, going at 40%. So you've got to be with Blackiston horses over the next couple of weeks. He's going really well. Outside of that, who's the next one that's going to come up here,
Translator,
boys?
Translator won his last two, this horse, and he was fourth in a Geelong Classic too. So he's primed to run well around that $11. And here you got Paul Prushka.
Yeah, Prushka's absolutely flying as well. 9 from his last 33, 27%. I Am Someone won the Wongoom last year, Benny.
He did.
SD. Calling you Benny going really. We've got rid of the beer.
Oh, don't wish the days away. It's not Saturday morning
yet. You wouldn't believe who my partner was calling me this morning after shaving the beard. She gave me a new name and it was Benjamin.
Oh, wow.
How did you know?
Shane Nichols?
Next trainer.
There's a bit going on there.
There you go.
Shane Nichols is airborne as well. Patrick Payne, well, he just keeps getting winners. 10 from his last 38, 26%. They're trainers I want to be with in the next couple of weeks. Maybe not for Caulfield at Saturday, but be with them.
There you go. And I will say, Shane Nichols, good luck trying to train 200th winner this weekend with Tahitian Dancer.
So we have the banner?
200 career winner. Oh, I assume Tahitian's going to run through it, Julesy. That'd be interesting.
That's it.
All right. Now, we speak about these stats, this data. Here's what we want to have a look at now. The wet trackers. We spoke about these last week. We're not looking ahead to this week, but this is why we ask you to follow in this data. If you, Julesy was right, you're not going to expect everything we say to win, but if you'd have followed the wet trackers last week, Sasco got one early, Immortal Love early, La Chevalier early, you get your three winners there. If we go over the page and have a look, look, no other winners but Blue Ocean, Home of the Brave, Shot of Irish, all thereabouts. Now, we did this. If you just had a dollar on each, Julesy, I mean, you're sitting pretty again. $16 outlay, $29.40 back. That's an 83% profit. Look, let's be honest, some of those bigger price ones, you're probably going to play each way anyway. So it was probably more than that.
Yeah, and the key here with this is the pros were playing in that space as well with that wet track. A lot of those horses, Shot of Irish was off the map, He's a Fox, Turridan, all those horses were really Sasco. Well supported. Sasco, they were supported. So you're getting in the right spaces. When you get the high percentage plays, you're going to beat the market.
Very good. All right, let's have a look at our first race at Caulfield. We're going to cover the quaddy legs. We're going to go race 6. News Girl's your favourite at $3.30. Hawker Hurricane at $4. Tavasan at $7. Innkeeper and Ashore both $11. The Centurion Catch Me both $15. I Am Someone we spoke about earlier at $16. Over the Page, Never Again. And Schnitzcraft are the next two at $17 reward with return $35. Julesy.
Not a big field, but it's a good field. And there's plenty of speed in this race. So we spoke about that northerly wind, but there's going to be some few horses that their best go of winning the race is going hard. Tavisan from the inside gate has to go forward. Ashlaw goes forward. Hawker Hurricane drawn wide. I think it rolls forward. And then you've got a horse like Innkeeper who's drawn an inside for Craig Williams. Well, it's not going to give up its spot. So plenty of speed in this race. It's a good race. Tavisan, I just thought last start, just went back to the inferior ground. It's third up now. It's a third up winner at Moonee Valley last prep. I reckon it sets up perfectly for Tavisan. Ben Malum in the saddle. I think there's some positives. I reckon it can turn the tables on News Girl. Did have the SP over at last start, 550 versus 650. News Girl hard to beat, but I'm with Tavisan.
She's not going to really worry about that northerly wind or all the SP News Girls. What she does worry about, Julesy, is she's a natural gifted runner and she loves Caulfield. Remember her placing behind Sylvia's mother at Group 3 level? That was on a firming surface. So she went on the soft surface last start. She beat a horse called Coruscate. What did Coruscate do in Sydney last weekend?
India.
Bang! That's exactly right. So I just think with this nice freshen up 3 weeks in between runs, she's drawn the outside. She can hang out there and come across at her own leisure, this 1,100-metre gallop. My worry about Tavisan, his last win was a 1,000-metre race, October 2019 last year, and he tied last start. He's up to 1,100. I know the drawing service will suit him a little bit better. And then you've got I'm Someone out wide that'll follow News Girl. Hawker Hurricane started $5 favourite. Wongoom was disappointing last start. Happy to take him on an Innkeeper. Well, he's just running consistent, but he's just not cracking it for a win. I'm going the winner. The one that I want to ride is News Girl.
There you go. All right, we'll take a break now. When we come back, plenty more action from Caulfield. Welcome back, punters. Let's get stuck into Caulfield again. Race 7, and your favourite here is Sikorsky at $2.30. No Say In at $7. Pure Scott, $9. Something Silver at $10. All Too Hewing and Bartholomew Diaz at $11. Connery, $17. Liapari at $21. Sickening at $31. And just over the page there, Hostar and Royal Ace Best, the rest at $34. Julesy.
Not a lot of speed in this race on paper. I think Tavi Run goes forward. I think Pure Scott can roll forward, find a spot. Interesting for Sikorsky. I think the map's really the key factor here in terms of you want to play in the space of that $2.30, $2.40, possibly Sikorsky. Does Ollie go forward? I think there's a spot for him if he does. I think that's the key factor here. If he goes back, he might end up a long way back off, you know, a moderate tempo, and he's going to be given a few horses a big start. So hopefully Damien Oliver reads the play. He's a champion jockey. I'm sure he will, and I think they'll roll forward. If he does, well, he's the horse on top for me, Sikorsky. Very good last start. Now, he came off 486 days. He had a big break after running fourth in the VRC Derby. Huge long break. He's now fourth up here. Second up, he put the writing on the wall when he ran second to Jumbo Ozaki. They went half a second inside standard time. That was a very good performance, stamped him that he was going to have a good prep. And then last start in a moderately run race, Ollie just absolutely owned that race. Came home 11-7, which was very good. And now fourth up off that really long break, I think he's probably going to peak. And if he does, he will be winning very comfortably, Sikorsky. I just hope he goes forward. It sets up just beautifully, this race, for him. He's in great air at the moment. Connery, at a big price, I reckon is going to run really well. He was pretty good behind Shot of Irish last start in a soft run race. But I reckon Connery can go forward and run a really good race for you. But Sikorsky clearly on top, boys.
And hello to anybody that's called Sean, who loves the show. $3.10 into $2.90 was Sikorsky. And you know what I loved about Ollie's ride last start? He banged him out of the gates and rolled with him because there was lack of speed in that race. He got him over racing and he needed to learn to relax a little bit better than what he did at Flemington. But Caulfield allows him to do that if he wants to begin as well as he did at Flemington and use his gate to get across. All too, Hoying was very good last start in a 1,600 metre Group 3 race at Morfettville. Just got, found a little bit of trouble at the 100 metre mark. I'm expecting him, because his run prior was terrific, over the mile, is to jump, hold the fence, inside gate, and try and control it with Tabby Run. Sikorsky, Ollie loves to dictate terms at Caulfield, and he can see that most of his dangers are going to be behind him if he can ping the lids and get him to relax a little bit better. Fourth up, but geez, the way he savaged the line and pinned his ears back and his gallop out Sikorsky, he's a really good horse that's back in form at the right time of the year to get his confidence up. And then I'd expect Lindsay Park to back off him and aim for some early spring races. He's that good. So Sikorsky to bang, try and sit in the first 4-6 from that gate. Something Silver will come across and try and follow him. Connery will get back box seat, maybe two pairs back on the paint. Pure Scott comes out of a mare's race. Now, the only other danger I thought in the race was No Say In It from the Lindsay Smith team. He's getting his horses to peak like no other trainer at the moment, Lindsay Smith, coming fresh off a double. Great again, and also Reykjavik last week at Flemington. This horse was very good last start, and I'm expecting him to improve again, but he's just drawn awkward. I like him at the 1,600 metres second up off that Ballarat run where he just missed. But it's Sikorsky.
You mentioned Lindsay Smith going 23.5% sort of last 20 days, winning strike rate, and he matches with Dean Yendall, who's 5 from his last 15, going at 33%. So that's a camp you want to be with, a good combination at the moment.
There you go. I'm one for Omen backers. I would have thought Quinella with Pure Scott and Connery. Let's have a look at the next here, race 8 at Caulfield. And Jumbo Ozaki, affectionately known in my house as the horse I cannot catch, is your favourite at $3.90. Victoria Star, $5.50. Heptagon and Kapamich, at $7.50. Price range, $8. Viral at $10. Biometric, $15. Limbs Lightning at $23, as well as I Could Do Better at $23. Danone Ramon, the best, the rest at $27. We just got through that, Julesy. What do you got for us?
Affectionately known. Interesting.
Yeah, well, mate, I don't hate the horse.
No,
but it's a
you
bit
shouldn't
of
hate
fun.
Anything.
No, or you anyone. Don't. That's why I said affectionately. Strong I want people to understand, even though I've lost plenty of money on it, still don't hate it. Mm.
Mm. Black Sail will go forward. Limbs Lightning, I think, will go forward. Jumbo Ozaki, I think it's the map horse at Caulfield. I think it just maps so beautifully. Cortomic, I think, will roll forward. Viral, Shakura can find a spot. But I don't think they're going to go breakneck speed. So it sets up for a horse that I think can be on speed in a good position. And it just sets up so well for the favourite here, Jumbo Ozaki. I marked him $3.50. That is with the emergencies in. So if the emergencies come out, he's going to be a lot shorter in my market, if that is the case. Gate 2, just great with Craig Williams. I think probably sits leaders back or takes the 1-1 and going to be hard to beat. Now, it's off 42 days, but 3 runs ago, it did win at Flemington off 42 days. So the profile there for that horse is very good. Last start, we spoke about it when we spoke about Sikorsky. One, a half a second inside standard time. So it's coming out of a fast run race. Might have needed some time to get over that. Craig Williams, Danny O'Brien. Yes, yes, yes. I really like this horse. I think it's going to run really well. Blinkers go on back on Danon Roman. It's off 140 days. Any market support, I'd want to have a little shekel on it. But Jumbo Ozaki.
Bit of Harry Met Sally there. Yes, 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 Chelsea. Very good, mate. I see what you, where you're going.
I don't.
Now, if Sikorsky wins.
Yes.
Jumbo Ohsaki chips all in. Three starts ago, who'd he beat? Jumbo Ohsaki.
Sikorsky?
He did. And Sikorsky's franked that form. So I like the freshen up for Jumbo Ohsaki here. And I like the fact that he gets a beautiful run with Craig Williams in the saddle. Now, it's an open race. It's a tricky little race because Heptagon was very good first up. He'll come across and try and sit up on speed a little closer from that inside gate. He's a winner second up. And he's a Chuka Cup win at this distance is good enough. Viral. Three wide, no cover goes viral. He's going for three in a row. And
not for the right reasons.
But no. Kaplumpich, this horse was three wide deep out of Viral's race. I thought Kaplumpich could turn the tables on Viral out of that race. And Victoria Star's the other real winner in this race. This horse is at eight starts for the five wins. He steps up to the 14 and he comes to town. Big question mark over him. Now, the five and the six, Biometrics, a four-year-old stallion having his first Oz start. Watch the money and also price range. Watch the money. He trialled good, trails into eight already, I think. He'll sit up on speed and they're using the claim, Team Ma and Eustace. So he's an interesting runner, price range and also Biometric. But it's all about Jumbo Ohsaki here.
There you go, field, one out, field in the quaddie, obviously, boys. Tipping the same one in both. Love it. Let's have a look at the get out now. Race nine on the card, and your favourite is Mohammedeus at $6. Girl Tuesday, $6. Hangman, $7. Super Titus, $8. Inverlock at $10. Alfaris at $14. Karzoff and Pakadali both at $15. Sharossa at $17. And then the best of the rest over the pages. High and Bright, $19. Julesy.
Big field here, Wally, but again, I don't think a lot of speed in this race. Inverlock will go forward. Outside of that, Masculino gets the blinkers first time, so probably rolls forward. Vaucluse Bay can take a spot. Alfaris, it's in a wide gate, so maybe they try and roll forward with that horse. Hangman's in a weird sort of spot as well, but yeah, I don't think it's going to be a genuinely fast-run race. I think they'll probably sit up in this race, and Inverlock can probably control it. I've marked Girl Tuesday the favourite $5, but geez, she'd be hard to catch. I was with her in Adelaide. She was well supported, just got out the back, and that's the problem with her. She's just a low percentage play. Her map, again, I think is going to be back. She does get Damien Oliver, so there's a positive there, but yeah, she's becoming a bit of a money muncher, as they say. I went with Mohammedeus. Second go 2,000 metres this prep. Sets up pretty well. I thought it was a pretty good performance behind Super Titus last start. I like that race going forward. I think there's going to be a race. It's a race that you can definitely follow. It rated pretty well. Meets that horse 2 kilos better. Look, weights are not everything. But I thought Mohammedeus, Caulfield, good map, good barrier, could run really well for you.
He just gets back for a big horse. And he needs a lot of luck to build, and he's going to need that from the 1,008 and 6 down that side at Caulfield. Flemington, he had those open spaces and he just missed last start. Back to Caulfield, inside gate. I just worry about the way his race pattern, Mohammedeus. You're going to lose more money on him than you are backing him to win. Super Titus comes into that similar vein in this race as well. Pakadali, the toppy, was terrific first up, and he backs up after just tiring on speed in those heavy conditions last start. I like the backup with Pakadali, but the horse that lights up for me, if you can forgive him, Inverlock, for his Warrnambool Cup run over the 23, where he just over-raced and got it completely wrong, is just put a line through that form, because he comes across from the outside barrier and he dictates term. Charossa will be a good chance, will box seat inside. Muscolino sits back off him. And then you've got all those chances that I mentioned that are going to need luck to get back to build. So if Inverlock gets it his own way, like he did when he won the Easter Cup, and that Miramar form, Actow form, Secret Blaze form, geez, you're getting a price to find out whether he's back to his best around that $11. He won't start that on the day because I reckon he'll lead, get a cheap lead and pinch it and bang, win the race.
That's there what you go. Very good, boys. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, of course, we're going to go around the country. Welcome back to Free Wide No Cover. Let's go around the country. Straight to Perth. Julesy, who we got?
Belmont race 5, number 15, Miss Frost. Last three starts. Love the SP on this horse. $1.60, $1.40, $2.30. Pikey in the saddle. I think it can win Miss Frost race 5.
Tick, tick, tick. Julesy, while we got you, South Australia.
Here on the Parks track. So this horse concerns me a little bit because I think it's drawn wide and will get back, but I reckon it's got panels on them. Race 9, number 1, Appalachian. Was well supported last start. Just didn't work out the way it wanted to behind Be My Star. I think if the conditions might suit it here, yes, it's on the Parks, but I reckon it'll get over the top of them. Appalachian.
6-4 Dreamed for me at Morphettville. Now, she came out of that group race behind Shrouded in Mist and also November Dreaming and Fidelia finished beside her. She had a four-week freshen up. She was very good prior to that on return. She had a four-week freshen up back to mares, 1,400 metres. It's race 6, number 4, Dreamed, I think, can win.
All right, Julesy, who have we got in Queensland?
Yeah, race 2, number 8, Star of Michelin. Extremely well-placed in this race, so I'm expecting it to be winning in Dooman, Star of Michelin.
Okay, another dollar beat El Wendo last start at Randwick, I think it was, from memory, in a listed race. Well, meets that horse 3 kilos better on a nice freshen up. Race 7, number 15, El Wendo, and loves Doomben too, won their 2 starts back.
All right, the winner is Sydney. We need a winner from both of you. Who we got?
Well, we'll just go with one horse, and whatever he says is good enough for me.
This is Soldier of Love. Now, she came out of that ripping race last start where she beat Celestial Falls, Miss Einstein, and Subpoenaed, got stood in the head, and was a justice refund from Sportsbet. Yeah. So I think that she's very well placed here in terms of the 55 kilos, Rachel King, gate 5. Bada bing, bada bang.
There you go. And we've spoken about Caulfield Boys, best of the best on the day.
Looking forward to seeing that gavel on Saturday again, 2SD. Jumbo Asaki. We spoke about Jumbo Asaki. Off 42 days. Don't worry about that. The profile's fine. Coming out of a fast run race. Map's great. C. Williams, O'Brien, yes, Jumbo.
Fantastic. You know what I love about 3 Wide No Cover is how clean and clear our graphics are. Have a look at this, folks. This is my best from Caulfield. Ruben Blue, he's on the backup. He just missed last week.
I thought they were building up to something there.
Race 3, number 6, Ruben Blue.
There you go, you might have forgotten. SD, the quaddy. Speaking about our graphics, let's have a look at the quaddy numbers.
Okay, so race 6, we're taking 4, 5, 6, 8 and 11. Of course, News Girl's the favourite there. Sikorsky, race 7, number 6. One out, the Sikorsky, the best horse in the race. Yep, and 1-9, of course, Jumbo Ozaki's in there with 12 and 13 for the third leg. And in the lucky last, well, Inverloch can bowl along in front, but we've got a Whack Pack of Daly in there, Super Titus Girl Tuesday, Mohamedeus and Sharossa to sit box seat off Inverloch. They're our numbers for 100%. Guess what we get, boys?
$100 for 100, mate. Let's
Go. Bang. That's a first on the show. Well done. There you go. So chips in Sikorsky. Let's get around it. And then chips in Jumbo Ozaki will win. So... now, that brings me to this. We have been through the entire Sportsbet stable, and this is what we're left with this week on Take Them On.
G'day, punters. About time you got me in on this segment. You've even had that grub, Paddy Garshagan, slurring his way through one of these before you got me on. But I'm on this week. Take me on. We're going to race 8 at Doomben, and there's a little horse just been going all right down south in Sydney. Dawn Passage, I think, is going to make the trip very well. Needs a win to get in the Group 1 next week. Take me on.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a look at both your bests in Queensland and that isn't one of them, so I don't know where he got this from. But look, our mate here, Maxi Boy, is taking him on. Maxi hits us up every week. Squeaky wheel gets the grease. Maxi, you're on. Grand Piano, good luck. If you're having a punt, please do it responsibly. Thanks for joining us and we'll see you next week. This has been Three Wide No Cover.